We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The offensive line, we talked to Adam Chernoff about this last week or earlier this week. That offensive line is going to be the worst one Dak's ever operated
under. That
ain't
good for him.
You know,
That's not good.
That's going to be something to monitor. But yeah, JJ McCarthy gets the deal. Only $5 million a year for a likely starting quarterback in the NFL. You got to enjoy it while you have it, because eventually you're going to have to pay him if he's good. And it gets a lot harder to win a Super Bowl, oddly enough. You know, when that happens. All right, we'll come back. Calvin Austin is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about his offseason, the NFL, Memphis football, right? Lots to get to with him. He'll join us in just a little bit. Stick around. Jason and John, 90s Turner Fam. Yes, well, again, the news, I suppose, of the day.
Yes, it is.
The Grizzlies were successful. They were successful in getting off of Zaire Williams' contract. Of course, he was drafted number 10 in 2021. He's off to Brooklyn. Along with a 2030 second-round pick for Mamadi Diakite. And again, this is new information. The draft rights to Serbian Nemanja Dangubic. Okay? So I don't know if you've seen him.
No, I haven't seen Gumbundic.
Dangubic. He was the 54th pick in the 2014 draft. Oh. That was 10 years ago.
Yes, it was.
I don't think he's coming over.
Not going to make the trip over after 10 years of the draft of 2014.
How do you still have the draft rights of a guy from the 2014 draft?
How is that on the books?
I mean, that seems crazy to me.
So we did give up.
I think Nemanja Dangubic.
Yeah, what up with him?
Is happy in Serbia.
Yeah, he seems to like it there, right? He is also apparently not playing on their Olympic squad.
Yeah, he's actually in Dubai right now.
Oh.
He's playing for Dubai.
Okay. So you might want to get out of there. It's expensive in Dubai.
I just don't think he's coming to the NBA right now, man. I don't think at this point in his life he wants to do it. He's 31.
Is he a five? We might need him.
He's 31. Yeah. No, he's a small forward. He's a 31-year-old, all right? So anyway, apparently you own the draft rights in perpetuity to these European guys if you draft them. But
I think anything that's prospective in terms of getting rid of Zaire Williams is a good thing, right?
Well, we were talking about you know, Luke Kennard earlier, right?
Remember
and what they were waiting on. And according to Woj, this deal is moving out $6.1 million guaranteed that Zaire was going to get and creates more salary cap flexibility. So that money's going to go to Luke.
I see.
So that's why, you know, you weren't hearing much, right, about Luke and other teams and everything like that. It's been very quiet.
Yeah.
The only reporting that we really saw on Luke was that both teams were interested in coming back to the table and getting a deal done.
Yeah.
And so this was the other shoe that you were clearly waiting on. The Grizzlies were desperately trying to find another partner that would take Zaire off their hands. And again, they found one perfect partner, because the Brooklyn Nets have gone all in on drafting Cooper Flagg next year.
They
are going to give themselves the absolute best chance to draft the great white hope, Cooper Flagg.
This is interesting, because I can see a scenario where an NBA player and his agent are not as patient with the team divesting what they need to do to get your deal done. Am I off on that? You've seen deals where it's like, well, hell, they told me we were going to make a move, and then they just bolt. And they, because he's a free agent. You know, Kennard could sign with anybody.
Yeah, he could, but the market was not great. The market was not great. You know,
so I mean, apparently
Malik
they're going to get
Beasley got, you know, $4 million, 1 year deal.
They're going to get a deal on Kennard, it appears.
Well, you know, I mean, they'll get the market on him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Is Kennard worth, I don't know, $10 million a year? 4 years?
I mean, I don't know.
I guess that's probably around the mid-level. I don't know what the mid-level
it ain't
is.
My money, so.
No, whatever.
They need shooting, which.
It'll be under the cap still.
Exactly right. Like, they're going to have to work underneath. He's not going to get more money than the tax line.
Yeah.
So they're going to stay under the tax line, whatever that may be. So, again, I don't know what exactly that's going to look like. All I know is what a guy in Malik Beasley who, you know, he's a 39% shooter from the floor, mm-hmm. from three.
Non-taxpayer mid-level, 24-25 is $12.8 million.
Okay, so, I mean, that would, you know, I guess that would jibe. Again, but I'm not totally sure. I'm not the...
No, you're not. Well, Harrington is the cap expert.
Yeah, like, I'm not, you know, I need to take that Bobby Marks class.
Yeah, I don't know it.
You know what I mean? Send me out to Vegas. I'll take the Bobby. I can answer that question for you a little more intelligently. You know, I just watch the ball go through the hoop and bounce.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's not our money.
Yeah. So I do know the Grizzlies need, you know, some shooting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that Luke Kennard would represent that. And it's, you know, again, he's a good player in that role.
Yeah.
So the more guys like that, I would say the better. So, look, the Nets, I give them credit. I mean, they are executing the greatest commitment to a tank that we have seen in quite some time. I mean, masterful, really.
The sad thing is they can do all this, and then the ping pong ball bounces a certain way, and you still don't get Cooper flagged.
Possible, for sure.
We've seen it.
But you can't think like that, right? You got to do what you
got. Eye on the prize.
You got to say, okay, what's the probability?
Mm-hmm.
What's more likely, us tearing down the team and getting the number one pick, or us not tearing down the team and making a playoff run?
That's fair.
I mean, that's an easy decision there. Easy.
Yeah, you're tanking.
You know, so no, you don't guaranteed get mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg, but you're going to give yourself the absolute best chance to do it.
Yeah.
And there are some other guys in that draft that are consolation prizes, but I just think Cooper Flagg is just, you know, look, you're going to have to out tank Washington. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be easy. You know, there are going to be some other teams that are just abysmal. But that's how I'd run it. I'd say I saw the USA Select team tape. I saw what he was doing to Anthony Davis. I mean, this kid is going to be, you know, barring injury, he's going to be, you know, an unbelievable player.
Yeah.
So I got to do whatever I can as an organization. If I'm not going anywhere, right?
Yeah.
I got to give Brooklyn a reason. You know, and it wasn't Mikal Bridges. It wasn't running it back with Mikal Bridges. They knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, you know, it's just a way to kind of, you know, again, maximize the situation that you're in. Some teams, it's going to be, we're not going to do anything. We're going to, just like what the Grizzlies are doing, it's going to be, let's run this thing back.
Sure.
And let's pray for health. And we'll add a nice piece at the five, you know, and we'll do our thing and hope that the basketball gods smile on us. Other teams are like, listen, we can't. There's no reason for us to run this back. It's not good enough. Because I'm a big believer in life, like, you should choose to be one of two things. You should choose to either be great or awful. You know, and it, the worst place that you can be, I think, in sports is in the middle.
Middle, you know,
mediocre, because that doesn't get your fans excited. It doesn't get, you know, your players excited. Yeah. You know, I mean, you're just kind of spinning your wheels,
right?
And so make a move.
Right.
Be aggressive.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, again, I think the Nets have done a great job. I mean, they've picked up assets. They've torn down all their things. And look, they're going to be really bad, but it's easier for fans to stomach when they know that there's a reason for the season. Right?
Yes.
I would much rather support a 12-win team that I know is going to suck in order to get Cooper Flagg than support a 35-win team that's, like, naively trying to make the playoffs.
Well, we kind of basically experienced it last year. I mean, essentially, the thing I think that gives us a little more promise is that even when we're kind of quasi-tanking last year and holding out dudes like Marcus Smart, and we're not playing our best dudes, and you're playing a lot of G.G. Jackson, you're playing Vince Williams, and then you're playing kind of this scattered shot lineup set. Like, we fared pretty well with some of those guys. I mean, we won a few extra games.
Yeah.
I mean, we were bad, but the fans don't get excited about it. I mean, you don't like being in those positions.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Nets are going to see this year. Like, it's going to be an embarrassing year.
Yeah, but again, it's like, Everybody knows
good.
The score.
Yeah, it's good, but it's like it is a hard live. It's hard living through it.
Yeah. You know, look, some people are not as sold on Luke Kennard, right? And I get it. Like his ceiling is, you know, he's a spot up shooter, right? Like that's what it is. That's what he is.
It's more fun when you're San Antonio and you've got a gazelle that you just drafted one draft, number one overall, like a Victor Wembanyama, and you've got a couple of the pieces.
Yeah,
Oklahoma's been going through this, right?
This
year they're going to be awesome, but like. They've been able to actually be relevant, but you get my point. Like it's you're hoping for the future here.
Yes, and that's a big part of it. You know, you're not going to compete with Boston.
Hell,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? So
you got to blow it up.
I think your best chance is to keep you know, maximize your draft spot for a player that one day might help you do that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's good management.
Boston is damn solid.
Yeah,
like just they're not
the
going anywhere.
They're the champs, and everybody's under contract.
Yeah.
So you know, you got time.
Yeah,
you got time to suck. There is no doubt about it. And I would be, again, does it make it easy while it's happening?
Well, that's why Boston is the calculus, right? You're looking at them and you're like, we're not ever going to get over that, so we got to figure something else
out. They drafted all those guys.
Yeah.
You know, they drafted Jason Tatum. They drafted Jaylen Brown. You know what I mean?
And then the holiday trade. They made.
That's what you do, right? Like, you draft the big pieces and then you make sort of moves around them.
Porzingis trade, yep.
You know, that's part of it, man. That's part of it. No doubt about it. And so I think that's a good model, but the Nets got to find their Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown first,
right.
And it wasn't Mikal Bridges, you know, at this stage in his career, it just wasn't. All right, we'll come back. Calvin Austin III going to join us. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on the offseason, the Steelers camp, Memphis football, new quarterback in Pittsburgh, all that and more with our man. We get back. Stick around, Jason and John. How do you turn to FM ESPN? Calvin Austin III. Memphis Tiger great, Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver, getting ready for training camp and nice enough to join us before he heads back to Pittsburgh for training camp. An important one, too, man.
Important.
A lot of change.
Yes, sir.
A lot of change. First of all, man, what's been good? What have you been up to in the offseason?
Man, things has been great. I feel like this is like my, I guess, first official, like, off-season stuff, because the year before, I was coming off the foot surgery and everything. So it was, like, you know, a mix of still getting healthy and everything like that. So this year has been great. You know, I kind of just haven't been able to, like, train, spend time with the family and everything. Me and Connor, we actually, right after OTAs ended in June, we got to go to Ireland for two football camps. So that was pretty crazy. That's probably one of the most fun things I did this offseason. So
you went to Ireland?
Ireland. Dublin.
So did they just, like, pick you randomly? Like, how did that happen?
So, you know, throughout our, like, communications team and, like, community service people, I would say I'm pretty good with, like, you know, helping out with kids and stuff like that. So they thought me and Connor would me and Connor same draft class too.
Got
so
you.
They thought we'd be, you know, good people to go up there and help teach them the American football.
That's what's up. So how long were you to Ireland for?
It was 4 or 5 days.
Okay. And did you get a chance to, like, see it at all?
Yeah, we actually got the chance to, like, go to, like, the pubs.
Okay.
Because we were actually in downtown. So,
yeah.
Like, we got to see, like, the shops and everything. It's a cool place. I wasn't thinking that was going to be the place that I would be, like, the first place to go in, like, in Europe or whatever.
Right.
But I was like, it was pretty cool. The food was good, too. I wasn't expecting that.
For real?
Food was good.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
For real, yeah. It was good. And that's one thing I was like, because I'm kind of picky, so I was like, I don't know what I'm going to eat, but the food was good.
So you're not a beer guy, are you?
No, but I tasted a little bit of, we went to the Guinness factory.
Okay.
The actual, because that's where they make it, so we did this whole tour and everything. It was crazy how big it was. It was like, we went through like 8-9 stories. It was like, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So a busy off season and a lot of change. You know, the last time we had you in studio, because we've now made this like a tradition before camp, you know, we were talking about KP. And, you know, you were at his wedding and, like, you're getting ready for a full year with him. And you see sort of how fast that can change. And now he's not even a Steeler anymore. Now he's a Philadelphia Eagle. And so you've got two guys now in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, who we'll get to. But how tough was that last year, man? Because you were healthy, but you didn't have the quarterback continuity maybe that you needed. So just how difficult was that?
You know, it did make things a little difficult, you know, just because when you go through three quarterbacks, no matter what team you are, you know, it's going to be some ups and downs. So it was just a lot of I feel like it was just difficult because the offense really, we didn't catch our rhythm till what, probably like the last four games of the season. So,
yep.
And then with offense, that's the most important thing is rhythm. So,
yep.
I about to say, because as you see, once we started clicking, you know, things started flowing, guys started, you know, getting the targets, started getting the ball and everything. So, I just think the continuity and the rhythm was really, we had to get that down packed. And so, you know, it just made it difficult for the running backs, receivers, O-line. It just made it difficult for the entire offense and for anybody just truly thrive. But like I said, once we got the quarterback situation and everything settled, I think we started playing some of our best ball.
Yeah, and now obviously, you know, you are, I assume it's Mr. Unlimited, at least to start. You probably haven't gotten a chance to talk to him as much yet, or have you, or... How's that been with Russ?
I've got a chance to talk to him a lot. Actually, I got back from San Diego. What was that? Thursday. We was out training with him.
Oh, okay.
At his crib. So, yeah. Crazy.
So he's still all in like that.
Oh, he's all in. And that's what, that's the one thing about him is like, I know he's, I mean, because of who he is, his popularity, he's gotten a lot of, you know, he's got almost gotten a rep in the media.
Yeah.
And, so it's like hard when I was first meeting. It's hard not to, you know, think of that way. But like from day one, like totally down to earth, like, you know, hitting you up, texting you after like practice, like, man, you look great out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
That's he's texting you.
Yeah, like he's a cool down to earth guy. Like, and when we was out there training with him, me and some of the other receivers and tight ends. Like, you know, he invited us in the crib. You know, you got to
meet Sierra.
Yeah.
Stop. That's crazy.
What?
This man met Sierra.
We ate dinner with him.
Oh,
let's go. Let's go.
It's crazy.
That had to be like one of those moments.
Yeah, because I was like, man, I was listening to her and right. Bow Wow song like me. I'm like, oh, that's what? That's crazy, you know? But
yeah, dude.
Yeah, but like Russ has been since day one, like he's been that guy that like bring the whole team together.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Get on focus. I mean, because he's won a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So you know he knows what it takes. So
exactly.
Whether that's on or off the field, yeah. You know you gotta like you gotta build on and off the field if you wanna get to the top.
Man, that's honestly cause, you know, I didn't know what to expect, you know, in terms of that from him because he's 35. He's you know, his best days are, you know, probably behind him in that way. But, and he's made his money.
Yeah.
But to hear him come into a new situation and him be all in like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell what year he's in. Because, like, his focus, determination is, like, sky high.
I wonder if the way it ended in Denver has sort of lit a fire under him.
I think so. I definitely think so. And it's funny, we play him at their house next year. So I know that'll be we got to get for
that had
for
to be
sure.
Part of the calculation, man. Like,
yeah, he
Russ,
probably was like, I got to play him next
year. Because, you know, I mean, Sean Payton definitely threw him all the way underneath the bus. And I don't know if you saw what he said in his locker room after he got benched, but he was like super professional about it. And he was like, you know, honest. And he was like, listen, I'm going to give my all every day and I respect the decision. He was definitely not bitter.
Bitter about it.
You know what I'm saying? And at least publicly, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure he felt some type of way.
Yeah.
But I definitely could see a world where, you know, he uses that to motivate this season at 35. But also, you have Justin Fields.
Justin.
You know, have you gotten to know him at all?
He was out there too with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten to know him well, and no, he's a younger guy, so like we definitely connected and stuff. But
yeah,
like super cool and like fast. Like that's one thing.
He's, right,
seeing him on like obviously on TV and stuff, you know, he's fast, athletic. But for one, he got crazy arm talent, and his burst, like when he's like actually getting out the pocket running. It's like, dude, like what? Like, so yeah, it's going to be, I mean, we have two great quarterbacks. So, I mean, our situation is, you know, it's looking really good.
Yeah, no question about that. We're talking to Calvin Austin III, former Memphis Tiger, Pittsburgh Steeler here on the show before he gets ready for training camp. So when you're, like, what does Russ say? Like, does Russ say, like, damn, bro, like, I didn't realize you were this fast. Like, what does he say?
He actually said that exact thing because obviously he had Tyler, you know, and Tyler Lockett, and we're kind of this similar build, I guess you could say. And he was just saying how, you know, I kind of you know, reminded him of him in some ways. And he was like, you just extremely fast. You know, he's like, because, I mean, when we went the first time I went, this is actually my second time going out to San Diego. We went out there earlier, right before the draft had happened. And, you know, he was like, I think it was like the first go ball we ran. And like,
yep.
Kind of had to, you know,
yep.
It was kind of had to wait a slight bit. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I didn't know you was that fast. I'm like, yeah,
you're gonna know.
You're gonna see, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean that's how you scored your first touchdown against my Raiders. Go ball,
right. Damn. Across the middle.
Damn, kill me, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, it was a weird feeling. I was like, I was happy and I was sad at the same time. You know what I'm saying? When you scored that touchdown.
That's down, man. That moment was still.
You put me in a tough spot with that one.
But I feel like it was only right to have to be against them. Sunday night football, too.
Exactly.
Like, it was the perfect moment.
I appreciated the touch.
The touch, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciated, like, I'm going to score my first.
That was one for you, yeah. There we go. That was one for you.
You have that ball?
You know what's crazy?
Oh, don't tell me you don't have it. Damn,
if
dude.
If you watch the video, like, it's, like, you know, when I scored, like, everything kind of, like,
yes.
I don't know where I was. Like,
no question.
No, I don't know where I was. Like, it was that moment just, like, and I remember, like, throwing the ball back and, like, thinking in my head, like, I really just scored Sunday night football. Like, that's what was going through my mind. Like,
right.
And then I got on the sideline, and then I'm just like, somebody had asked me, and I was like, bro, I don't even care. I'm going to get another one. Like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm going to get I'm gonna score again and get a save against that one.
Against that secondary.
But luckily, I think the Bengals game later in the season, I kept that one, and my whole fam was there and everything. So
that was the rushing touchdown?
The rushing touchdown.
Okay, gotcha.
I didn't keep my first one.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
Well, like, isn't that sort of the – I'm not trying to, like, throw the Steelers team under the bus, but isn't that somebody's job? To get that ball.
No matter what.
It's a rookie. You got to know, no matter what.
Make sure he gets it. Like, bro, you going to want this.
It's hard. I get it. Because you're, like, trying to keep up. Was that Calvin? Was that somebody else?
Yeah.
Like, who caught that? But,
yeah.
Like, yo, you know. It's a click.
Yeah,
first touchdown of his career, bro. It's gone now.
I'm about to say, so if somebody else somehow have it, hey, they got a special ball then right
no
there.
No doubt. You also scored a playoff touchdown.
Yep.
Do you have that one?
I have that
okay.
one.
Okay.
I was smart after that one. I was smart after that one, yeah.
I'm keeping them all. So what was that? So what happened in that one? What was that play?
It was a bunch set, and they were playing zone. So I was the outside receiver in the bunch, and I just had like a little hitch route at 5 yards, just split the zone defense. And it was actually the reason I was in was because the previous drive, Allen Robinson had almost knocked out the game, and so I actually came in for him that next drive, and boom, got the play call, was in the right spot.
No question. So you got two of the three.
That's good enough.
That's good enough. So in terms of your, this is year three. Does it sort of feel like to you that it's important? I know every year is important, but like in terms of, you know, Deontay is in Carolina now, right? So it's there's an opening, right? Yeah. I mean, how do you sort of view the battle for, you know, the receiver position this year?
I mean, yeah, most definitely. I mean, we have somebody like Deontay who was tenured there, you know, starting receiver every year he was there. You know, obviously when he's gone, that does leave a opening.
Yep.
But you know, going into year three, like, that's all of what it's about, just, like, focus, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And also what makes it important is I've actually come in off of season, you know? Like, I couldn't – the year two, it was really year one. So I really didn't have nothing to come, you know, base it off of.
Exactly.
And, but, yeah, going to this one, I have something to, you know, I have something to almost compare it to.
Yes.
And, you know, being playing in the games, you can't get that, you know, that feeling. So it's like practice would can never – emulate that. So having game reps for me is just like made a world of difference, and it just makes year three just makes me feel like, okay, you know, everything is right here on the table. So, you know, I just stay prayed up and just, you know, just keep on working.
It's a new OC, right?
New OC, Arthur Smith. Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you expecting a lot of four receiver sets? Like, what do you think that's going to look like?
So, you know, he came from Tennessee, so, you know, he's not, you know, in his past hasn't shown as too much, you know, like four receiver sets of sorts like that. But, you know, he's the type of OC that His personnel, he can go with what his personnel is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a lot of, you know, talented, and we definitely got faster at the receiver end. So he's a type of OC where he can, you know, based off his personnel, is going to be kind of based how the offense is going to look, which I think is the best way to do it, because you want to put your players in the best situation. And, you know, you can see throughout OTAs and stuff, he's definitely been doing that.
Damn, bro. I was about to say, I was going to mention Cordarrelle Patterson last year, but he brought his ass to Pittsburgh,
he's
man.
He's here.
It's, it's like they just are tied. Like, Arthur Smith
got
to keep Cordarrelle Patterson.
He got his guys,
That's amazing,
but
bro.
That's what else was crazy, seeing Cordarrelle Patterson, because I'm like, dude, I don't know. When I was young, I see you taking back kicks.
No question.
When I was in high school, you know what I'm saying? So, like, now to be.
No doubt.
Right there with him is cool.
So in terms of that, because I think that might be interesting, there's new kickoff rules.
Yeah.
Are these helpful for Calvin Austin III? Like, how do you interpret the new kickoff?
So I think it's helpful just from the general standpoint of they were doing it because really they wanted to see more returns.
Right, it's all touchbacks.
It's all touchbacks now. So I think any chance you get more opportunity to have the ball in your hands in space. So I was like, I think that's going to be a great rule. Specifically for me, yes. And just to see, you know, more returns of that nature. So it's just going to be, it's new. So that's the one thing, about the teams, I feel like, and the people that's going to succeed are the people who, you know, find that, you know, the right niche and how to do it exactly. Because it's going to be it's a lot of different methods and ways you can approach it, you know. So I think whoever finds what that the best spark is, that's going to be the team and the people that, you know, make the most of it.
So are you going to return kicks, you think?
I think there's a chance I will.
Okay.
I think there's a chance.
I mean, is that your ambition? Like, you want to do that?
I know. Definitely punt return.
Yeah, you're the guy.
Definitely
there.
Do punt return.
You're the
but,
guy.
Like, kick return, like, I'm open to, you know,
okay.
I'm definitely open to it. So,
but, like,
yeah,
what's the difference between, like, what's the difference between a kick returner and a punt returner?
Whew. For instance, if you ask, probably Cordarrelle Patterson, he would be like, I'm not messing with that punt, bro. Like, you got it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's like for kick return, it's like he's like perfect for it because he's huge.
Yeah.
So like if imagine him coming with a head of steam downhill.
Right.
He's running through any arm tackles, whatever.
Yep.
You know, you got to really hit him.
Yeah.
But so it's like for punt return, it's just having your eyes up with them rushing. And, like, tracking the ball. You know, with punt return, there's so much to spin, the rotation, how he's angled up. And, you know, kick return is usually – it's going. But with this year is going to be different with the spray.
That's
it's going to be
saying.
Different kicks being sprayed.
Yeah.
So
– I mean, they may get to a point to where they say, you know, it might be Calvin too. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's all the same now where, you know, they're rushing at you just like a punt.
Definitely, yeah. So it was like, that's how I looked at it too. I was like, that could be another opportunity.
They get a head start, don't they? Isn't that the rule or what is it?
The rule is they're going to be, the kicker is going to be at the same spot. The defenders are going to be all the way up to like the 40 maybe.
Okay.
And the returning team is going to be, a 10-yard distance between them. And they're going to be lined up across each other.
I mean, it's basically a punt.
And so they can only move once the ball is caught.
Oh,
and then once the ball is caught,
so
or once the ball hit the ground, or once it hits the ground in the little landing zone, that's when you can go. So that's why I say this. That's why the preseason and stuff is going to be like a good thing to watch. A lot of trial and error.
It could be like, I mean, honestly, it could make that a weapon again.
It could definitely
weaponize
it. And that's why I said whichever team weaponizes first is going to be, it's going to make a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, because and it's like maybe it's not even just that, but it's like you're not starting at 25 every drive now.
Exactly.
You're at the 34, the 40. You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
It's just like you're looking for every small edge in the NFL. And like you could be that. You could be, I mean, like, you know, if obviously, yes, you want to be a pass catcher and you want to make plays on offense as well.
I just want to make plays
general. Like, exactly. It's like, I'll do what you need me to do. Do you think that's why Mike Tomlin has sort of been so high on you over the years is your willingness to, you know, humbly do anything and everything?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I feel like that started from being a walk-on at Memphis. Like, you know, when you're a walk-on, you got to, you know what I'm saying, whatever the coach asked of you to do, if you need to be on scout team. I remember one of my Navy scout week was probably my toughest week of being a walk-on, like having to do all the chop blocks, insert blocks.
Wow.
I'm just – it's just – really, but that just kind of defines who I am. Like, whatever it takes, you know, to win. And especially, like, I mean, having the ball in my hands. So it's like, yeah, I think most definitely he can see the willingness to whatever the team needs that I'll be willing to do.
And also, what is it, in-season Hard Knocks, too?
Oh yeah, I saw that. I was really surprised though, because I know Pittsburgh throughout their history are usually more, you know, private and stuff.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be interesting too.
It's a new day, man.
It's a new day.
That's like, that is probably like in season with that division.
They're gonna see some stuff.
It's sick.
Yeah, so I said they're gonna see some stuff. Then like it's gonna be some good content.
Which of the three? Right, was it Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati? Which of the three is it like do you get most up to play?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, it's for one, going to Cleveland is like definitely like their fans.
Yeah.
Their fans are ruthless.
Yes.
Like, their fans are ruthless. Like if that was the first environment, I was like, yeah, this is an away game. Like I feel like, you know, Baltimore has always been the rival, but it's also a respect thing there.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like now the Browns are, you know, on the climb a little bit.
Yep.
And so it's more of like a, you know, they coming in, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that attitude. So it's just like a...
For sure.
So I feel like the Browns
they're
are the...
disrespectful.
Yeah.
On purpose.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they gonna try you. So you gotta get right with them, you know? So yep. I'll say the Browns. That's the one I'm like, yeah, we gotta beat them.
I feel like we've kind of seen everything there is to see with the training camp Hard Knocks. And so I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, the end season, because especially with those four franchises, you know what I'm saying?
Quality, yeah.
And those
quality
and they're legitimate rivalries too. Mm-hmm. And every single team has a real quarterback, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like that's going to be we ain't talking about no rookies, we ain't talking about no, you know, second year guys.
You seen the real deal.
Yeah, man. So that's going to be the best division in football, no doubt about it. Talking to Calvin Austin III, former Memphis football player, now with the Pittsburgh Steelers in his third season. Let's talk a little Memphis football. Are you getting any of that back pay? Are you familiar with that yet?
No, I had saw that come out because me and some of my boys, we said in a group message, we had sent it. We was like, hold on, do we get to see some
right,
of this?
Right.
I haven't followed up on it, but
we got to follow up on it.
We got to follow up on it. See, yeah. I think we owe something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have a good contract with Pittsburgh, but you know what? They've never said you can have enough money. They've never said that.
There we go.
Never heard anybody
it's
say
not
that.
A rule.
You know
not
what I'm
a
saying?
Rule.
So that's one thing, and then. You know, they're off season, man. You know, they got the commitment from the highest rated quarterback ever in Antoine Hill.
Yep.
You know, they've got the Tennessee leading tackle from a year ago. They have real NIL money now. They have the FedEx announcement. Like, just as an alum, how does that make you feel seeing the momentum that Ryan Silverfield and this program's got?
Man, happy. I've reached out to a couple of the guys that committed, actually, you know, anytime I see that, because I feel like I'm still a part of the team, you know what I'm saying? I'm always Memphis, so anytime one of the guys, you know, commit, I'll give them a follow, shoot them a little message, like,
Pat,
need anything,
oh,
I ask you, you know, so.
That's awesome.
Man, I'm just excited for the season, and I'm especially excited to see, you know, my guys like Seth and Kobe Drake, Rock Taylor,
yep,
some of the guys that I, you know, was still on the team with. So I think they're going to have a great season.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, I love the momentum that is surrounding the Memphis football.
What do you make of Rock? I mean, he definitely feels like he's going to be the top option next year. Although Kobe Drake could be right there too. Like, it does feel like a ridiculously talented receiver room.
Yeah, they're ridiculously talented. And Rock has definitely come, like, from seeing him from his freshman year to
right,
where he is, like, how he was playing last year, so much growth in his game. And you can see a more of a level of maturity and everything. So when I was watching him last year, I was like, yep, ready for Sunday. You know what I'm saying? When I was watching him. So,
oh, you think
I
so?
Think I think this year he's going to really, like, put everything together and be – more of on the national scale than just you know, conference and everything. I think he's really going to take.
What about Seth? What do you think about him as a quarterback? I mean, obviously he's putting up the numbers, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm sure he'll be on boards. But like, what do you make of him? Like, are there NFL, you know, I'm saying, abilities that you see in him?
Oh yeah, most definitely. For one, just from his arm talent. I mean, he has an arm, so that's number one. You have to have that, but also just his durability for sure. I'll say that, and just you don't see as many people as smart as him. Like, so that's probably one of the biggest transitions from going to college to the pros is just, like, are you able to, you know, call plays, retain plays,
right,
make adjustments? And I know that's something that'll come super easy for him. So,
yep.
And also, I think I was listening earlier, like you said, like, those big games this year, I'm definitely excited to see him play in those big games.
Yeah.
As a quarterback, that's something you have to see, you know, against against a faster defense, against those NFL caliber defense, you want to see how a quarterback can make reads, you know, make the throws in zones and all that stuff. So I think he's very capable. So I'm just excited to see him do it this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, I mean, it just makes it a lot easier to evaluate when you see it against, you know, I mean, people can burn Temple up. People going to burn Temple up. I'm not trying to run over Temple, but we get it. You know what I'm saying? Do you have are you taking a TV like Patty Mahomes to training camp? Will they let you get away with that?
Man, so it's crazy. So a lot of you, we can, but I'm a guy, like, when I go into that room at, 9 o'clock at night, I'm like, I eat, watch a little film, and it's like bedtime for me.
Do they have a TV in the room?
Yeah, well.
They don't?
We stay at a, Pittsburgh.
At a prison. I mean, y'all stay in a prison, bro.
That's not me, but it's a Division III school, you know?
Oh, okay.
So it's I don't want to be, I don't want to misquote it, but it's like one of the biggest, like, I don't know how to say
liberal
it, but like with like nuns and stuff. Like, in like the country almost.
Okay.
So like
a monastery.
It's one of the biggest ones. So, I mean, the dorm's a little outdated, but I mean, it's a nice campus though.
Yeah,
I see why we go there.
They ain't gotta worry about y'all messing off at night with the nuns, bro. that's why they picked
it after it.
You know, it's strictly football.
No, that's
crazy.
Right. That was for George. That was for, they did the monastery for George Pickens, man. He's a dog, ain't no doubt. Are you playing college football? 25? Are you gonna get it?
So I'm waiting until I get my P5, and it's crazy because I really, when I'm back here, I usually don't play the game as much because I keep my game up in Pittsburgh. So I'm gonna get my P5, and I'm getting it. Like, yeah, some of my boys already been sending me, you know, Road to Glory and stuff.
Right.
I'm loving the graphics and everything. I'm like, I gotta go and get on it. Like, first game I'm playing too.
Yeah,
Memphis, Tennessee. I'm turning it.
There you go.
I'm 50 piecing them.
Love it, dog. Yeah. That's for the pro. That's for
that's
the city.
For the,
right
that's
there.
For the city right there.
Yeah, you gotta
that's
do it. So you're saying you don't have a PS5?
I don't. I have a. We got an Xbox. My rookie year, we went to the rookie premiere thing in L.A. They was like, if you sign all the signatures, you get a free Xbox.
That was with, like, Panini?
Panini.
Yeah.
So I was like, when I finished, got the Xbox, I was like, I guess I'm an Xbox guy now. That was my first Xbox, too.
Okay.
I was really a PlayStation guy.
But all your friends are on PS5?
Yeah.
But I think they got crossplay now, bro.
They do, but so, I was like, you know what? Everybody was like, getting on to me. They're like, you got an Xbox, man? I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go back to my roots and get
right.
the PlayStation.
So what did you do with the Xbox? You sell it?
I still have it. I would say I haven't got the PS5 yet.
Yeah, you got.
So
come on, man. You're better than this.
No, I'm behind.
Yeah.
I'm behind.
But
I'm
now,
behind.
Now you're going to camp. So, and then you're going to be in the middle of the season.
Yeah. So we may be here next year. It's like, I'm going to get it.
Exactly. No, I don't think you're getting it, man, at this point. He is Calvin Austin III, one of our favorites, no question, from the Tiger, Pittsburgh Steelers. All the best this year, as always.
And
we love having you before camp, and we'll be rooting for you. Thanks, brother.
Thank y'all.
We'll be back. Jason and John, Artie Turner Family, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency going to be your best friend when it comes to the real estate process, helping you sell your home, first-time home buyer on the other side. They do the best of anybody in the Memphis area. They get the best results. They know how to market your home. They know how to reach a network of buyers and get you competitive offers. That's what they do every single day. Interest rates coming down. Market's going to get hot. Might be a good time to list. Might be a good time to buy. Reach out. SoldToLiveLoveMips.com. I'm going to put my guy on blast for a minute.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to put my guy on blast.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to tell you why.
Can you tell us this? Is this inbounds, what you're about to tell us?
Well, no, I think it's inbounds. I mean,
okay.
I don't think it's private information.
Okay.
But we just had Calvin Austin in studio. He's about to get off for Pittsburgh in training camp. and nice enough to spend time. Last year he joined us, it was actually during his bye week. So it was not training camp, it was his bye week. But he always makes time for the show, and we're very appreciative.
Can I just say, and I know what you're about to say, but I wanted to say, we see hundreds of people every year, celebrities and stars and receivers generally. I'm not trying to speak out of school here. Behavior. That is the sweetest human that comes through our doors every year.
There's no doubt.
It's notable. It's ridiculous how cool that dude is.
There is no doubt, and you could tell that.
Notable.
Mom and dad did a great job.
Oh, my God.
Mom and dad did a great job.
If my son can act like that, man.
No doubt.
And I hope he blows up because he'll be the same dude like you pointed out.
I think this is his year. But let me say this about Calvin.
Please do.
He very well could be listening. But we go outside and I take him out, you know, to the studio, right?
Yeah.
We dap up and he's about to leave. And there's two cars out there, right? There's a Nissan Altima, like an older Nissan Altima, and there's like a BMW truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, man, my guy, you know, damn, he flexed on me in the BMW truck. So I dap him up, and he's like, "All right, man, I'll see you, you know, later this year, you know." And I'm thinking he's about to walk over to the BMW truck.
Yeah,
he gets into the Altima, man. He gets into the Altima, and I'm just like, you know what? That's Calvin Austin.
That is that dude.
That's Calvin Austin.
That is that dude.
Because he has the money to buy a BMW, right?
Whatever he wants.
But he is. I bet that's the car he drove at Memphis. I don't know that, but I bet that's the car.
I bet it is. Too.
I bet that's the car he drove when he was a Memphis Tiger. And he's just like, he's just wired that way, man. You know, he's just wired. And it's possible it might be one of his family's car and he just doesn't have a car here. I don't know. But it's funnier to me if I just think it's his car from Memphis, okay? Like, and the idea that a millionaire and a wide receiver, he could have Ubered here. I think that's his car. I do.
He's fantastic.
But
shout out to you if you're listening, Calvin. We appreciate it every year, and you're the best.
He is a gem of a human being. And, you know, he's a tier one ambassador of Memphis football. Yeah. Like, he reps hard for Memphis football.
By the way, and healthy, he is a blowtorch, too. Oh, like, he can get down the field now.
No question. I mean,
he's going to do well this year.
Well, I mean, it tells you everything. Like, I was actually surprised to learn that Russ was all in as he sounds like he is.
It sounds like he is.
You know, because, I mean, at 35, you know, on a one-year deal.
Well, I bet Denver humbled him a little bit.
You go through a little
adversity there.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Let me get this thing going here.
And probably lit a fire under his ass, too.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of go back to your way. You're probably like, okay, what made us good in Seattle? And you're probably like, all right, like, let me call up my guys. Let me talk to the younger players. You know, let me try to bring this thing together and be a leader. Like, I think there's something in the tank because he's got an arm. I think the whole system it was a disaster in Denver.
Brady played till he was 45,
right.
You know, so you can do it in this day and age. And it's not like Russell's really running anymore, right?
No.
He's very much not a mobile QB in the way that he used to be.
Throw the ball to that dude.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just the 5 yard, and he can take
slant.
It.
Yeah. I mean,
that's again, we'll see on kick returns, but he's already shown that he's such an asset in the special teams. You know, segment of the
thing. Got the game. I like what they're doing with the kickoffs. I'm listening to him talk about preseason. Like, it'll be curious to see how these zones work for these kickoffs.
Right.
You know, and how they start that
thing. Yeah, no, it'll be fun. And I think Calvin Austin stands to be one of the players in the NFL that benefits the most from it.
Yeah.
So, good stuff. Always happy to catch up with him. It's going to do it for us today. And this week, Jason will be back on Monday. So looking forward to his return. Thanks to Calvin Austin III for joining us. Thanks to Anthony Sain as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.